Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We're gonna go all poppy, it's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and of course, Shadow. This is Scott from Raymore in the Kansas City suburbs. I'm calling in with my March new music. First, I'm going to talk about Kim Gordon. The former Sonic Youth bassist, the experimental new noise rock bassist, also clothing designer, visual artist, and writer. Her new album is called The Collective, and to me, she looks back to Laurie Anderson with a little more anger. Okay, not much more anger, but definitely goes in different directions, expands what is the definition of rock. I've been a huge fan of Kim Gordon. I love what she's done with this new album. She made a song out of List. My current favorite song, this is my single of the month, it's called I'm the Man. She basically tells us what I'm a Man is. It's a satirical slam on what I'm a Man is. Blue-collar man, unemployed, roll up your sleeves and be a dumbass. I love this song. It's a great song.
Take my hand, jump on my back, 'cause I'm the man. Pass me a black napkin, please. Dropped out of college, don't have a degree, and I can't get a date. It's not my fault. I'm not bringing home the juice. I'm not bringing home the bacon. It's good enough for Nancy. Good enough for Nancy. So what if I like the big truck? So what if I like the big truck? Giddy up, giddy up. Don't call me toxic just 'cause I like your butt. It's not my fault I was born a man. Take my hand, jump on my back, 'cause I'm the man. I'm not ideal, I'm a person.
Now, for my second one, I'm going to put a little bit of a preface out there. I'm going to go back to first 1987. I left the 82nd Airborne, and I went to grad school for a degree in art history. Now, what do these have in common? Well, people with a degree in art history and leaving the military, they both somehow end up carrying mail. Well, I carried mail for a number of years, and unfortunately, I was forced to leave with medical retirement. Well, when I carried mail, that's a great place to discover new music. And while discovering this new music, I discovered a person by the name of Robert Moore. Robert Moore worked for KCUR, which was NPR associate. He worked there Saturday mornings, Saturday afternoons. I listened to him religiously. Through him, I discovered Courtney Barnhart, Go-Betweens, and also I heard Iron Wine. And Wine, he played the first EP they ever released with Woman King. I love that EP. Also, he played Car Seat Headrest. And also, he played the first EP by a band called Piss Jeans. He played Piss Jeans every EP they ever released. I would describe Piss Jeans initially as sort of a Bruce Springsteen, dealing with the depression of blue collar, being stuck in blue collar town, but not really on Quaaludes, sort of on meth maybe, hyped up on speed. Anyway, they sing about whatever annoys them at the moment. You could sort of call them not really post-punk, maybe hardcore. Throwback to hardcore punk, maybe Steve Albini, more so than post-punk. On their latest album, it was called Half Divorced, and whatever annoys them includes killing the wrong people, $62,000 in debt, helicopter parents, being alive with hate, and Everywhere is Bad. The song I would point you to is Everywhere is Bad. This song is driving, hardcore, driving guitars, driving drones, everything is driving. They're out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, another blue-collar town. They sound pissed off. They sound angry. I would say a couple of our European members will definitely like these guys. I don't know if you know Piss Jeans, but you should definitely listen to them. All their albums are short. You could call them EPs, but they release them as albums. Again, this is Scott Isom from Kansas City. I return briefly again. Again, keep listening to Rock in the Suburbs. Listen to the radio. And thank you for indulging me. Goodbye.
Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace from Montrose in Scotland. It's been a bit of a quiet month in March with lots of activity at the end. Two songs for me and a play out as usual, please. The first is a new single from Swedish metalers Avatar, which I hope will cheer up Professor Nygaard after his beloved Tractor Boys got beat by Patrick's Canaries at the weekend. If you're not aware of them, they've been around for a while. Johannes Ekström, the lead singer, resembles a sort of mad version of the Joker, complete with the face paint. They're a really fun band, and the song that they've just brought out is called Make It Rain.
Make it rain.
Second pick for me is from Glaswegian singer-songwriter Alison Eel. She's a part of the Glasgow indie band Butcher Boy, but she's done quite a few things on her own. She's got a new four-song EP out called Four for a Boy. She's got quite a haunting voice, so very stripped-down songs, and I do love her. And the song I'd like you to play is called Rain Song.
When the grave it floods my mind, escapes into the blue outside, and daylight falls out of the sky, it's hard to keep my hope alive. I look to the stars, but all I can see are raindrops falling on my window pane. I look to the stars, but all I can see is rain. Myself, I have to try to hold my heavy head up high. I have to stand, I have to fight, but it gets harder every night. To look to the stars when all I can see are raindrops falling on my window pane. I look to the stars, but all I can see is rain. Is rain. People tell me that clouds in May mean summer's on its way, but all I can see as the seasons change is rain.
And then finally, for my playout song, we're going to go all poppy. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure. The British singer-songwriter Lauren Hibbard has got a new album out called Girlfriend Material. She's wildly popular, but the song from that I'd like you to play is called Second Prettiest Girl in the World. I think you like it. It's a bit of fun and fluff for what's been rather miserable March. Here's hoping April's better. I know the music will be because there's lots of great music coming out this month.
Not really on Quaaludes, sort of on meth maybe?